the fastest, quickest, smoothest footwork. He is the Fred Astaire of jiu-jitsu, the Fred Astaire of judo, but he's the Dom DeLuise of pizza eating. I don't get it. I don't get this.
Everybody wake up.
Time to wake up. Time to start the day. Wake up late with Dougie. He is the only
wake
way.
Wake up late.
Now everybody.
Wake up late.
Everybody.
Wake up late.
Wake up late.
Wake up.
Wake up late with Dougie. Wake up late with Dougie. Wake up late with Dougie.
It's time to wake up.
Wake up late with Dougie. What rhymes with Dougie? He's just so funny.
It's the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. Live from Danger Studios. Coral Springs, and now you know.
We're the hottest show in
wake
this place.
Wake up late.
Now everybody.
Wake up late.
Now everybody.
Wake up late.
Now everybody. I said one, two, three. Everybody wake up.
Live from Danger Studios in Coral Springs, Florida. It's the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. Starring Dougie Almeida.
Huh.
Now. Let's start the show.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. It's Monday, May 7th. I'm here with Ciro Dobrik.
Hey there, everyone. Thanks for watching and listening.
Ethan Moore is out on call or something, and that's it. And just the two of us. Nice close-up today for Facebook Live watchers, although I'm watching it on my Facebook Live, and it looks a little shitty. You know, I can only blame the because our camera looks good. Right? Our camera looks good, right?
We have perfect picture.
Yeah, but Facebook Live.
We have casting director.
Looks like, you know, Facebook Live, it looks like our image kind of looks like you're looking through, like, a bottle.
Yeah, it's weird, right? That's right. What happened to the contest when I Facebook lived it.
Really?
I couldn't focus it at all.
You had a big contest this week in the Cinco de Mayo contest.
Ooh, it was good. It was good. Yeah. It was a battle royale, man.
Yeah.
Ooh, everybody
shots. How many comics?
Turned out to be 10 comics.
Yeah.
We cut it down to 2 rounds. Top 4 went the second round.
Mm-hmm.
And the champion of the world,
recognized
by the National Wrestling Alliance and the WWE.
Did they sanction the event?
Oh, absolutely. Mm. Absolutely. Matt Derndeck, actually.
Yeah,
Matt Derndeck.
Funny guy. By the way, Matt will be on the show with Jim Florentine at Tavolino's on May 30th.
Oh.
And Nadeem Awad. And, of course, myself and Jim Florentine. So if you haven't made your reservations, call Tavolino's. Make your reservations. We have our first show August this Wednesday. Got our first show back at Tavolino's.
There it
is. Wise Guys Comedy Show, 8:15.
Steve cannoli.
Steve Marshall's the headliner, which, by the way, thanks to Steve Marshall, and big thanks to Chris Z, who ended up stepping up. We had a fallout. Tiffany Barbie couldn't make it on Saturday, a day or two before I found out. Had to go to a funeral, unfortunately. But Chris Z stepped up, did a great job, and... the establishment's very happy. Another slam dunk, as they said.
Nice.
Standing ovation, sold out show. So, and next show is going to be Jim Florentine on June 1st, whatever that Saturday is. So if you want to go to Island Murata at the Island Grill and come see a great show, I'll be hosting. Carmen Vallone from Orlando is going to be featuring, and Jim Florentine, of course, headlining. But if you want to go to Island Murata, see him at Tavolino's on Wednesday, August 30th.
Look out, Island Murata.
That's
look
right.
Out.
At any rate. So that's cool. And everybody, you know.
Yeah, everybody had a really good time. We had prizes. First place got $100 crisp.
$100. You gave him 100 singles?
Absolutely. Yeah. And, well, actually, it was 97 singles, and then I had to give quarters. But
some nickels.
It's all right.
Yeah.
It's all right, because you had laundry.
Yeah. Well, that's helpful sometimes.
You never know. You never know.
Well, I went to a contest this weekend as well. I was at the World Series of Comedy in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Which, by the way, in Fort Wayne, Indiana, you know, I could win a George Clooney lookalike contest. you know what I mean? Everybody's big there.
Dougie's handsome, is what he said.
Well, you know, there I am. You know what I mean? You know,
what
but...
I'm a Fort Wayne 11.
Yeah. I mean, that joke's been done. But I'm just mentioning reality. I mentioned I was with John McClellan. We shared a hotel, and he was there, and he was like, "Why does everybody here got big asses?" And I'm like, "It's true. Why not?" So, thanks again to World Series of Comedy. Got there Friday night. I took first place in the Friday early show. Eight comics competing, whatever it was, and John took second, which was cool. Where we did we did 7 minutes each,
and then
advanced to the finals on Saturday. And we had a light crowd, which is the first time I've seen that in a World Series event. But,
yes, it happens.
It can happen. And at the Fort Wayne Comedy Club. And so I ended up picking first. So like when you win the night of the show, when you advance to the finals, you have to pick.
Okay.
You know, you got to like pick a number. Like what number are you going to go up, 1 through 6? And I picked one. I'm like, fuck, man. You know. But we had a light crowd. There was like 18 people there.
So I'm, well, not hard to break the ice with 18 people.
Well, it kind of blew in a sense that, you know, it's the finals of a contest and, you know, 40 comics show up from all over the country. And
there was four.
Well, not in that show, but from Wednesday. I think some local, like you mentioned, Lindsay Glazer was in the wild card round on Wednesday. She didn't advance. I guess I think that night I can't remember his name, but a transgender, a transvestite.
Oh.
A tranny. Was that bad? What?
I don't think that's legal anymore. But,
no, I can't say that. But, you know, it was a
gender fluid.
Yeah, like this tall dude. He looked like Caitlyn Jenner.
Okay.
But he had big, huge titties. And at first you're like, wow. And then you take, oh, well, sorry. I thought, but, you know, really nice guy, gal, whatever, you know, and really cool, down to earth. Not like one of those trannies that are like, oh, you know, like expecting too much attention.
I think they're called a Z now.
Yeah, transgender. I don't know. Whatever. God bless. But she ended up advancing.
Congratulations.
And they were on the show. So good time. And so I made it to the so from the final six, I made it through that and advanced to the final top three. So I got to perform again. And thank God on the second show, we had like 35, 40 people at least filling up the room pretty much. And a bachelor party. It was pretty rowdy. And I ended up going first on that one. No, I'm sorry. In the second show,
I ended up first.
No, I picked third. Yeah, I picked third. They gave me that decency. And
cushion three.
Yeah, I took three and did really well. And but I ended up taking third place. And a guy from Washington, very funny guy, Philip Kocsiewski. He's got a weird fucking name, but yeah, he's sounds like cocks in the mouth, cocks sense. I don't know, something like that. He had a great set, and he went first. And this young guy from somewhere around there. Took second, although I was told I probably took second based on points, but there's a local judge that kind of negative, you know, didn't give me the good, you know, I got the guy had home field advantage,
right?
Somewhat in a sense, you know, any rate, but who gives a shit? It means I'm definitely guaranteed to get into the World Series of Comedy main event, which is in Indiana this year. So stay tuned for that. So that was fun. And then flying, you know, got to go through all that, you know, which is
you
cool.
You love that, don't you?
Yeah. I got drove through like, Indiana, because I went to Columbus, Ohio to fly in, and it was like a 3-hour drive to Fort Wayne, Indiana.
There you go.
And, you know, this isn't like you're driving down turnpikes in 95 interstates. I'm going through rural roads, all these farms and fucking windmills.
You see, like, what's that movie, U-Turn?
Yeah.
Scenes, you're like, oh, no.
I mean, guys with people with old trucks driving down the street. I mean, you know what I mean? People with big fat asses.
Big fat asses.
That's all they had there, big fat ass people. So, you know, it was fucking whatever.
The real America.
Yeah.
Big fat asses.
Big fat asses. But it was fun. And, God, though, you know, I stayed at, I won't mention a hotel yet because I'm going to rag on them a little. What's up, Mark Pecoroni? What's up, everybody? Watching on Facebook Live. I'm going to start bringing my own soap again when I go away, because I have like a little thing. I carry my own soap because, you know, for the most of the time, like I was the last place, I think it was when I was at Visani's in Port Shaw at the hotel. Great hotel. But the soap, when you put it on you, you feel like you just turned into a lubricant. Like, you know, like you can't get the soap off. You know, and I'm like, ugh, you know, and I'm like, ugh, it's disgusting.
And the water doesn't get hot enough for it to melt.
Yeah. Right. And then not only did the soap suck at this place in Fort Wayne, but it didn't smell good. Like, you know what I mean? It's like, this soap smells like it's bad.
Some hotels buy outdated soap and just...
Really?
Yes.
Well, this was definitely outdated.
It's common practice.
I'm sitting there trying to, you know, wipe my, you know, take a nice shower. And then, like you said, you know what I hate worse? I mean, a shower at a hotel that comes out like rainwater. You know what I mean? Like there's no pressure. You know what I mean? It takes like 9-10 minutes to just get your hair wet. You know, I mean, I should go under the sink. You know, that's what I was going to start doing. I was like, fuck the shower. I'm going to just turn the bathtub thing on and lay down in the bathtub and stick my head under that faucet and just drown them. I'm going to, like, waterboard myself to take a shower.
That's the best. They're training us to waterboard ourselves in hotels across America.
Jeff Anderson, those big fat asses up there in where he's at. He calls it Siberia. What is that, Montana? Where is he, on the border? What the fuck is
Minnesota.
That?
Minnesota.
He's up in Minnesota up there. Oh yeah, man.
on the border of something.
Oh, excuse me. Sorry about that. Anyway,
cattle.
So, yeah, man, fucking soap. So they send me a survey, like, hey, fill out the survey. I'm like, first of all, it's loud. I can hear the people in the room, the guy in the room next door snoring. I can hear snoring. Beautiful. I heard snoring. I'm sitting there laying in bed. I'm like, is that fucking snoring? I've never been in a hotel where I hear somebody snoring.
There's
I mean, that, listen, if they're in my room. Right. And I'm like, God. And then I now, and of course, when you're in a queen size bed and they put three pillows in it, what the fuck is that? You know, if you're in a double or four pillows, man, four pillows is what you should have. And I love pillows when I sleep. I put one between my legs because I can't lay on my back or I snore.
Those aren't pillows.
And I put it between my legs, and then I have two under my head, and I have one under my arm. You know, so I guess that's six. That's four. Not good with math. What's up, Adam Hayes?
Travel bags, pillows, and soap.
Yeah. So now I got to bring my own pillow. I don't remember who I was talking to. They said they brought their own pillow. They travel with their own pillow. I'm like, you're like Linus on Charlie Brown.
You have to.
Yeah?
Yeah, man. The bed bug epidemic across
America. Yeah, but if you're in a pillow, you got the whole bed. You can't bring your own mattress. Well, could you imagine everywhere you fly, you got to bring your own fucking mattress? So
that is the future.
So I'm not going to fill out this survey. If I do, I'm going to feel bad. I'm like, well, I waited for like 10 minutes for somebody when I checked in. After flying 3 hours and then driving for 3 hours, I'm standing in the hotel lobby waiting for 3 hours, it felt like. No, I'm sitting there. And, lady, come. Oh, I'm sorry you had to wait. Oh, that's no problem. So I would have talked. That's the shit you talk about, right?
Right.
Your first impression of a hotel when you get there. What, you know?
Did she have a face? She smiled, right? So
yeah, she
good.
Smiled. I think she was giving somebody a blowjob in the stairwell or something. Because she walked out with some guy.
Is that mustard, ma'am? No.
Adam says, bring something familiar to from home to help you sleep.
Bobblehead.
Yeah, too bad I couldn't bring my weed. That's familiar. Some people bring a teddy bear, you know, really? Their own blanket, their pillow. I've just
Some people bring a teddy bear filled with weed.
That's not a bad idea. Mm-hmm. I don't, you know, I haven't smoked now because it's been a week.
Nice.
Yeah, okay. I feel good. Feel crisp. Feel, you know.
Sharp.
Feel sharp. I feel like, you know, hey, I know what I'm doing.
I remember my anniversary, my birthday.
Yeah,
my
I remember everything right now. Things are questions to my English lit test back
man.
In college just came back to me. Its answer is C.
Hamlet, right?
I think so. But, you know, I'm not filling out the survey. I feel bad. I'd rather not fill out the survey. And if they keep bugging me, then I'm going to go, look, don't make me fill out the survey. You got stinky soap. your receptionist was blowing somebody while I got there. And she didn't offer me. And
right. that by far.
That would have covered it. I mean, that would have covered that not happening.
Customer service.
Right. You know, customer always right. The customer is always right. Just saying. So, nevertheless, it was fun. And I just stressed because I got so much travel coming up, man. I mean, I don't want to sound like somebody's just bitching and complaining. But, I mean, I'm going to be I'm booked every fucking weekend. Nice. I got like 6 weeks open for between now and the end of the year.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's awesome. But then I'm stressed about all the travel.
But your ears are going to hurt. But that's fine. Your ears.
And last night sucked because I had to take a dump when I was on the plane.
Ooh.
I got to the airport so early because I had to check in and check out of the hotel. My flight was at 7:40 or 7:30, whatever. And, it takes like 3 hours. So I had to check out at 12. What am I going to do? Go hang out at an Applebee's? So I had a rental car. So I figured let's take the rental car back so I don't charge or pay more. And I went to the airport 4 hours early.
Beautiful.
You know, and I went to this bar, had a great seat right in front of the TV, got to see the El Clasico, Barcelona versus Real Madrid. And I'm drinking Stella's.
Okay.
And I added
the Stella glasses?
Yeah.
Nice.
The Stella Artois glasses. I had a couple, two or three, and I figured, oh, this is great. I'm going to be pissing all the time on the plane. I got a window seat. And I'm going to be, excuse me, I got to get up and pee. I had 18 Stellas. What's up, Kel Thompson? He was in the show. Didn't he come?
He came in third.
By the way, Kyle's going to reach out to you today. It's about showing up if you want to come in and sit in today since Ethan couldn't make it, but I was too busy trying to get that shitty soap smell off me.
And my phone's broken, which sucks.
Yeah. Any rate, that's what happened there. Aside from that, hey, thank God we're not in fucking Hawaii.
Did something happen?
Yeah. Did you see this volcano? Listen, they had major earthquakes. They got lava. There's like Well, I forgot what the terminology is. Like, there's one thing where the big crater is and lava shoots out of it, right? Mm. But there's a fissure just open up in the middle of a fucking town.
Oof,
it's just like, you know, and then you see red rock coming out. And the funny thing is, God, you know, it's hard to feel bad for anybody in Hawaii. You know what I mean? If you live in Hawaii, you know.
Pre-internet, these guys, they'll be all right. I mean, remember playing that game when you were a kid?
What?
In your house, you'd walk on the furniture, pretend the floor was lava.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Well, we're prepared for something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, we know what we're doing.
These millennials,
they don't know.
Screwed.
They're going to be like, they're going to be like jumping up and landing in it. Yeah, so, you know, again, like we didn't feel bad for Hawaii when they got, or, oh, they got the nuclear scare, the missile attack.
There was no alarm, no alert that there's a volcano.
They had a false alarm for a fucking missile attack, and then all of a sudden somebody got hit in the head with a fucking molten rock. Why no warning now?
Huh.
But, you know, it's hard to feel bad. But you get these hoople heads. Again, people that don't know what they don't know. Right? This one guy is complaining about the people, the people that run the country or the state.
Right.
You know, why don't they let us go back? We could just go back and I can get my Cabbage Patch doll, whatever he is going back for. And the guy's like, and all of a sudden, that's when you see this fissure open up. And I'm like, that's why you didn't go back, you fucking asshole. You know what? This guy's right. This guy's been sitting there smoking pot in his house in Hawaii for the last 30 fucking years. He knows what he's doing. Acapulco. No, it's not Acapulco.
Maui.
He's smoking Maui Wowie, and all of a sudden, he knows what the emergency system needs to do.
Labrador.
Just let us go back. You know, next thing you know, can you imagine a fissure opens up and you're stuck on your road? You can't go anywhere? Maybe I didn't need my old fucking Walkman.
That, see, living there, you want to be a writer, you know, because you'll experience something like that
yeah.
in rural Montana.
Yeah.
Fissures don't just open up in rural Montana.
No, they don't. But people now are worried about the Yellowstone Park one, the big, I mean, if that thing goes...
The caldera.
Boy, life's different.
Caldera of death.
If that thing goes off in this country, life's different. Life changes. No more stand-up comedy. I don't think, you know...
we make it.
No, a lot of people are going to be fucked. You know? And it doesn't matter how many rations you have, you know? But, you know...
You know, the only Doomsday Preppers I think will survive was the first episode. All the rest of them, bullshit.
Yeah.
Bullshit.
Yeah.
They got the bad packaging, everything.
I mean, listen, I have my own little survival kit. We got packets of water. You know, when you come in the garage, we got a pallet of water almost. And we got, like, ready-made food, like that kind of shit. So if something happens, we throw the shit in a bag, and boom, we got 2 or 3 days.
Right.
Of, if we have to, you know what I mean? Hey, I'm a survivalist, buddy. I'm not like, oh, it's no, I just... Listen, you never know. My wife and I, if there's a tsunami for some reason, that area by the Galapagos Islands falls off that part of South Africa, or Africa, I should say, and creates a huge tsunami that buries Florida, you know, I know a location where we're going. My wife and I know. If you're at work and I give you the signal, it's going to get wet. I text her, it's going to get wet. And then her and I meet at this destination that I won't tell anybody about. Because then you're all fucking be there. They're like, oh, yeah.
Government should start issuing survival things if you become a Florida citizen, resident.
Yeah.
You know, get a little
should have
care
a test.
Pack.
Yeah.
Care pack.
Yeah. Christy Landsberger on Facebook Live says, I'm from Oklahoma. When a tornado takes out a house, we still rebuild. I know. And you know what the thing is? I had a good friend of mine that years ago, we're talking about 1999 or something like that, when the huge tornadoes crushed Oklahoma. And I was with this guy when I worked for, what the fuck was that company? Oh, Hartford. I work for this company, and we were at the national training, and this guy, his family got their house got fucked with these Oklahoma tornadoes in 99, and he was like, yeah, the insurance company will give you whatever your house, let's say it's $300,000 in Oklahoma, the insurance company will give you $300,000 to replace the house, but, you know, if you move somewhere else, they're here, but if you're going to stay in the house, they'll usually double it. That's how you, come stay here, it won't happen again. I mean, fuck.
Well, listen, they're very strong people in Oklahoma. Obviously.
Yeah, you guys are very strong in Oklahoma.
Obviously.
You guys, you know, and that's another place where my wife doesn't worry about me too much when I'm there. You know what I mean? No offense. I mean, Chrissy's a good-looking woman, by the way. No, but I'm just saying that, you know, it's not like you're in South Beach.
A lot of tornadoes, a lot of wood flying.
Yeah, a lot of wood. Looks like people got scarred up with all that wind. And people were in those bunkers a long
time.
Is that
a tumbleweed? No, that is a truck.
No.
You should.
That's a semi.
You should get underground.
Yeah. You know what I mean? And they're stuck in the house, so they eat a lot, ring dings and shit. Oh, God. So, you know, I don't know. And people are worried. So, you know, and again, I'm going to go back to this. I mentioned to John Levine, who was here. Yeah, now he's a big movie star. He's in that Cobra Kai TV show. Yeah, watch him when he comes out.
Congratulations.
He's going to be in that episode. He's a health inspector.
Yeah, for the dojo.
Yeah, so he comes and checks out the dojo and almost gets his ass beat by Johnny. I won't give away the plot. I'm guessing.
Freaking love it.
Where was I? What was I talking about?
Talking about Oklahoma.
Oh, I don't know. Fuck it.
We're talking to John Levine about probably.
Oh, so I mentioned this like 2 years ago. We started having a lot more volcanoes. Mexico, there was a lot more volcanic activity. And he says, no, that's just because more people have cameras. I'm like, listen, it's not like you need a fucking iPhone to capture an eruption. We're getting more activity.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's partly correct and partly more activity.
Yeah, I mean, listen.
It's a phenomenon of things being filmed that never were filmed
right
before.
Like those tsunamis, you know? Those are amazing tsunamis. Footage. Remember the poor guy on the beach? He's sitting there like just walking through the beach looking for shells.
I mean, come on. How far is that water out there?
That was this guy's looking for shells.
Imagine that's your first day picking up fishing. You're like, God, this is easy as shit. Oh yeah, my God. Yeah. And you just pick them right up out of the ground.
God, the guy's looking for shells. He ends up being, he has pockets full of them.
He ends up being a shell.
All of a sudden, this massive water takes the guy away. Holy shit. But that, you're right. That's the shit we start seeing.
Perspective.
Yeah. You know? And, you know, by the way, L.A. Hardy, funny comic, put something on Facebook that was interesting. Oddly enough, I saw it just before I got on the plane. But how to survive a plane crash.
Uh-oh.
Nothing better than when you're about to leave for the airport and you go, what's my buddy L.A. Hardy putting on here? It's an airplane.
Definitely not the stuff they tell you right before you take off,
it's
right?
No, that's not. They don't tell the people, look, if you're sitting in the front of the plane, you're fucked. Because that's what they basically said in this thing. If you're anybody in first class, the people in the front of the plane don't do well in a crash landing. The best way to survive is on the back of the plane. What's up, Lindsey Glazer?
We can't get Clinton on a plane? What is wrong with
this
world?
First class, you think they're going to be sitting on the front. So they say, don't sit in the front of the plane, number one. Sit in the back, which sucks. It takes forever to get off for all these assholes to get their luggage. Oh, it's my turn next. Yes, you fuck. And then, right?
You haven't been counting down?
No, people are sitting there like looking around like, oh, should I get up now? No, we'll just wait for you. So then that's one thing. And then, of course, you have your odds are worse if you're on the window, which we found out, right, recently.
Yeah.
And so the aisle seats are the safest. And then if not in the back, anywhere where the wings are.
Gives you more support.
More support, more structural support, that thing where that thing's not going to, if the fucking plane collapses, it's going to be in the front and the back.
Row 21.
That center part's safe. So guess what? When I'm on Southwest, I don't give a shit. I go right to that fucking seat. I still sit in the window, though. I just put my hand up
like
in case.
Clouds.
I just put my hand up in case. You know what I mean? I'll get a magazine.
Why don't you do that thing like...
Yeah.
You could air pressurize the cabin.
Yeah. Well, then I get like the in-flight magazine. I just put it there and it protects me.
Fucking Sky Mall. Where's the fucking windows?
Because he says it would be a sight to see a volcano eruption in the neighborhood. I know, right? Could you imagine you're sitting there and go, fuck, I didn't pay my gas. I can't eat these hot dogs. All right, fucking get some marshmallows and s'mores. Joseph Ney, after the Southwest Airlines accident, my size is now a positive life choice. Yeah, you're not going to get sucked out, right?
You save millions.
Oh, but Joe's so fucking big, though, he could start getting sucked out. It may cause like extra pressure and then blow the whole side of the plane out.
It could. That could happen. But
he could screw everybody on that plane, Joe. You know. So, Joe, yeah, don't go be too happy about it yet, Joe. Yeah, so anyway, that's a bit of, yeah, it's great. I'm about to get on the plane, and I get, you know, I see, oh, this is how you survive a crash landing. Fuck.
Hey, you could look at it negative, but you can also look at it like, now you know.
Yeah.
You know.
Exactly. Listen, it's like I'm a big guy who visualizes things. Like, you know, I visualize things. I walk in a room. I already visualize if somebody was going to walk in with a gun, what would I do? Where would I go? I have all that shit planned before I even order my salad. It's a good thing to do. Also, in the recently in the news, Girl Scouts, we talked about this. This was announced months ago, but we had it on the show. But girls now can become Boy Scouts.
Well, perfect.
Right?
Perfect.
I mean, how do you guys feel? Like,
how much more fair do you want? We gave you Girl Scouts. Oh, you don't want
right.
to do your
it's
own
not
thing?
Fair. No, we don't want our own. We want to be able to join the Boy Scouts. But you're not a boy. It doesn't matter. Don't. That's mean. That's mean. You can't be mean to me. I can be whatever I want. If I'm a girl, I can be a boy if I want. Fuck, I could be a snowman if I want, okay? I could be a fucking transformer.
Your mother's a snowblower.
Yeah, well, it's different. Right? So that's big, you know, controversy. But, you know, let the kids do whatever. As long as they're doing, as long as they're not doing, like, Slenderman fucking right. cut, you know.
So they want to take away the guns, and they're not sure which scout to join.
Right. They could join the Girl Scouts, the Boy Scouts. You know, listen, if that's the case, if I want to go back in time and be like 9 years old, I'll join the Girl Scouts. Right? Being the one dude in the Girl Scouts. Hey, who wants to go for a nature walk? You know what I mean? If you can have the girl, you can have the boys and the Girl Scouts, a lot of guys are going to lose their virginity a lot sooner. Thus, many girls, or probably a couple of the girls will.
It's nap time. Everybody grab a partner.
Mm-hmm. Cuddling time. That's what they should do. How to survive a crash landing, grab one of those sumo suits. That's what we should have, by the way. Right? When
instead
you go on a plane.
Parachutes,
just a big fucking bubble.
That would be the best.
Right? So that way,
ever.
If you fall, it fills with helium. Right. So if you fall, you're kind of like drifting and shit. If you land in the ocean, you're like, you're in this big bubble. That you know, and then you have to have some Kit Kats and some Pringles or something there on the side with a bottle of water at least to survive.
And somewhere in 2020, society changed. Everybody started wearing sumo suits.
Adam Hayes says there's going to be a pregnant scout troop. That's going to be the next badge, mm-hmm. you know, when you have your baby before you're 15. Girl Scouts, Boy Scouts. Here's a story. You know DJ Khalid?
I heard him.
You know, yo, man, yo, let me just show you that guy. I mean, that guy is annoying as fuck to me. But he's getting some heat because he said he won't perform oral on his wife.
Well, that's if you read the Michael Douglas story,
right?
You know what I mean. You
that
don't...
slowed me down a lot. I used to be a muncher, but now I'm.
You just say no.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, my back hurts. Sorry, I got a stiff neck. Right? You know, I feel bad for Kathleen Zeta-Jones. Right? Like who? Like after no one's gonna go like you know she's gonna perform oral and then she's like okay I'm next. The guy's like that's all right. I want to be able to sing karaoke later. Thanks.
Thank you. I think we should just be friends.
Yeah. You know what? Nah. But that's a big thing, man. This HPV virus.
Yeah.
You know, you can get throat cancer. It's been, you know, if somebody has it, you can.
It's crazy.
You know, and listen, when I was single, that was my favorite thing in the world.
What's your favorite food?
Yeah, after pussy. You know what I mean? Chocolate cake, pizza. Or
the Dave Chappelle joke. Oh, yeah, get some of that stuff we used to get back in the day. That's right, pussy.
Yeah. I don't know. Is this anybody out there slowing it down? Keeping
everybody
you from
in agreement with that.
Yeah, I mean, listen, you know, but you know, now he's in trouble because he's saying I'm the king. I show her my love by having a house, and he's very chauvinistic. You know, there's a lot of women that are probably, but here, you know what I mean? Listen, that's this guy's life. He's a producer. This guy's a fucking billionaire now. That's what it is, and that's just the way. Listen, I don't give a fuck about role. If I was married, if my wife was a fucking billionaire and a big-time tycoon shit and I just happened to be along and she loved me, that's great. I'm not going to sit there and go, look, he should be happy because he's in... Fuck yeah! I'm not going to... Oh, that's not nice. How dare you say that? I'm a man. You know? No, fuck, I am happy. You got to... Listen, you always got to be thankful for the shit you get. Right? Even if you're with somebody that loves you and you can count on them not cheating on you and shit, you should be thankful for that. Right? Like me, I'm very happy. My marriage and stuff. I don't worry about fucking something happening, you know, when I'm gone. It's probably at my detriment because she's probably banging. My wife's probably banging dudes, and I don't even know it. I'm like, yeah, I don't think anything's happened. But you know what I mean? It's a good, comfortable feeling
to be able to have that kind of trust with somebody.
Anyway, so
I saw a funny picture of Ahmad Rashad's wedding.
Oh yeah.
Do you know who his groomsmen were?
No.
Well, one would be the not-so-famous O.J. Simpson.
Oh, yeah.
On
now, we're
one
talking
side.
The one who married the wife of Bill
Felicia
Cosby
Rashad.
And the Cosby Show.
Uh-huh. Right? And Bill Cosby.
Yeah.
So you got OJ and Bill giving away the bride, doing the thing.
Really? They gave away the bride? They were well, they were at the party, at least.
They were at the party. And that after party had to be awesome. I don't think many people remembered.
Yeah. Many people slept through it.
But that was the best picture I saw all day. I was like,
now I understand that Bill Cosby's wife wants to press charges on the prosecutors
there
of
you
the
go.
Trial.
Jeez.
That sets a precedent. Hey, you know what? I didn't like the Gert. I'm going to sue the prosecution that put my husband behind bars.
Listen, you got railroaded. I know it's the end of your life, but you got caught is what happened. And it sucks, but.
Sandusky, listen, he got away for a long time, right?
Everybody starts arguing the wrong points of the thing. You know?
Yeah. But look at these people, the Me Too movement, the fucking Harvey Weinsteins. Boom, gone. Look at what's the actor, Kevin Spacey.
Kevin
gone.
Spacey, yeah.
These guys are people that are gone. Why? Because they thought with their dick. You know? And that's what happens. And in some of these cases, these are guys, you know, a lot of times when you're a good-looking dude, I'm going to speak for a good one. If you're a good-looking dude, I guess, and you get all this pussy, and then you get older and you're like, you know, it's not as easy. You got to, you have a certain tempo you got to keep up with.
He's
you know?
Absolutely true. That's absolutely true.
I you know, listen, I don't, you know. Rodrigo Ramirez says, worst groomsman ever. Has anybody here? Yeah, they're trying to bang her at the same time. She was older than Rashad, right?
I believe so.
She always
yeah.
looked older. I was like,
she
I was
robbed
like,
the cradle.
When they got married, I was like, what the fuck's he doing? This guy can get any woman he wants. He's going to marry Mrs. Cosby?
That's.
Any rate.
Male dominance.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So. Well, that's interesting. I lost something here. I'll pull it up. No worries.
I'm going to make you lose my mind.
Hmm. Yeah, carry on, co-host. I'm doing something. I don't know why
I don't know.
Come on, dude. So you're a co-host today. So
if Stormy Daniels brings down Donald Trump.
Right.
Like, what do you think is going to happen?
Now, hold on a second.
You think the whole world will just go up in flames and go, this is ridiculous.
Again, I don't want, listen, I hate talking politics. I really do. Because
no,
it's
this
that.
Is, this
but
is
here's
horse.
The, here's
We're
the thing.
Talking horse.
We're here's the thing. You know, people, I'm still, we are starting to see a trend where people are, the average person is starting to go, now, it's getting a little ridiculous. Even the judge, the circuit
three.
Judge, three, three circuit judges now have looked at the Mueller investigation and go, look, this is, you guys are fucking drawing for straw. Like, it's obvious what you guys are trying to do now, and they called them out. The society, I don't care where you stand on it, but the society's going, are we really going to, you know, North Korean wars, the Korean war is over. We're about to renegotiate NAFTA. We're about to make things fucking better. This Iranian deal, everybody's worried about this shit's going to fucking be all fucking, things going to be better off, trust me. And everybody's still worried about him fucking some. And, you know, somebody said to me, well, he lied. He's a liar. He lied to the press. He didn't lie on a fucking jury. He didn't lie. Mm-hmm. He didn't perjure himself. The guy, if he lied, he lied to the fucking press. And who gives a fuck about those pricks?
And
you know,
he winked. Did anyone see the wink?
You didn't see him crossing his fingers behind his...
What the fuck? We all do. We're like, oh, he winked.
Didn't you see that he had his legs crossed at the time when he said that? Who gives a fuck? You know what I mean? And then, by the way, Joe Piscopo blasted Stormy Daniels on Saturday Night Live. And she was on this weekend.
Yeah.
And some people think it has affected her credibility if she ever had any. You know, when the scary thing is if you're siding with the ethics of this fucking porn star,
right?
And things she claimed, whatever. And you know, yeah, he
such
he
a mind fuck.
You know,
isn't it?
He did it. And well, who gives? Listen, remember who this guy was? I mean, this guy is a billionaire playboy. He's a fucking who? What'd you expect?
Eligible bachelor from 1980.
This guy was banging everything. And then he got married. He married a hot woman. And you know, he had some kids. And he says, oh, I just want to get some other pussy. And, you know, and it comes. People come to him. Listen, when you got that much money and power, trust me, it's not like he's ugly. The guy doesn't have to be a fucking, you know, he doesn't have to be a, you know, a Brad Pitt. This,
nope.
You know, so the guy had offers. So, just, you know, whatever. No one gives a shit. I want our country to be safe. I want things to go well in the economy. That's what I care about. I don't give a fuck. I didn't give a shit if Clinton blew, got blown. I didn't care about any of that stuff. You know why? Because it doesn't matter in the big picture. We are humans. All humans are flawed. And for anybody to say, he lied. Well, did you fucking lie? When's the last time you lied about something? When you go
did you
to
break any laws?
Yeah. Shut the fuck up. It's ridiculous. Anyway.
Exactly what I wanted, by the way.
Yeah. It's time for Straight from the Headlines, where we talk about things from around the world and make fun of them. That's right. George Zimmerman's back in the news. He's charged with threatening a private investigator. This guy's going to die a horrible death. Listen,
Mr. Zimmerman?
He's in my Deadpool, by the way. I got George Zimmerman in my Deadpool now.
That's
not a bad move, right?
No.
This guy just does not know how to avoid... Can this guy take a yoga class or something? You know what I'm saying? I mean, what the fuck is wrong with it? I mean, the guy, who knows? For all I know, he might be in foul all the time. He might be, you know, people trying to people poking him. You know, when people poke you to make you freak out.
Right.
You know?
But, you had, through all this, you had to take at least one anger management class.
You would hope.
And
I heard he took an anger management course and beat the shit out of the fucking instructor. Seminole County, Florida, George Zimmerman, the Florida man acquitted in the death of Trayvon Martin, has been charged with a misdemeanor. Stalking after allegedly threatening and harassing a private investigator last year, according to Seminole County officials. He's accused of stalking the private investigator, Dennis Warren. And according to the county sheriff's office, Warren was hired by a production company, Cinemar Productions, which was producing a documentary about Martin's 2012 death. To track down people to participate in the documentary, Warren said... he left a voicemail for Zimmerman in September 2007 asking him to participate. He told the police it was only an attempt.
So the investigator didn't have a standard ground law?
Listen, I'm going to come knock on your door. I'm just letting you know. But I'm telling you right now.
Lucky.
George Zimmerman's going to die a horrible death.
Yeah, well.
It's coming, right?
It's like a cat. He's only got 9 lives. He's got 2 left.
That's right. whatever you think. Bay Area sportscaster resigns after allegedly stealing Warriors employee's jacket. I saw this story. You know, this is not really supposed to be but here's a guy who's got a good gig.
Right.
He's a sportscaster. Right? This guy's calling the games. I don't know if he's at, did it happen in the Warriors?
That's like a dream job, right?
Right.
That's what you dream about as a kid. You're
like me, by the way, I'm probably going to be on the Paul Castrodova show, guys, on Wednesday at 9 a.m. Stay tuned for that. Former San Francisco 49ers wide receiver Mike Schumann resigned from a sportscasting gig. He held almost a quarter of a century.
Jeez.
Wow, you were there for a long time. What happened? I stole someone's jacket. after allegedly stealing a jacket belonging to Golden State Warriors director of team security, Ralph Walker. He walked away with Walker's jacket.
Not even a player's jacket.
Nope.
A security jacket.
During Golden State's first round series against San Antonio Spurs, the Athletic reported that Schumann allegedly walked off with the jacket after practice. Walker also serves as Warriors star Stephen Curry's personal bodyguard.
He planning?
Yeah.
You know?
Sell it on eBay.
No. I mean, you got his jacket of the personal security guard. Was he trying assassination, Stephon Curry? You know what I mean?
He's like, working his way, get the jacket, and like, hey, I'm here, I'm part of the team.
Next is the glasses, then the shoes. Gotta get the right shoes.
What the fuck? Oh, okay. I got Kimmy, I'm doing a broadcast right now, and you're messaging me about the show on Wednesday. Blondes. According to athletic director, multiple Warrior players would not brush the incident aside. They told the observers they were concerned an apology wasn't enough and wondered what would be the consequence if media members of color had been caught. That doesn't fucking matter.
Hmm.
You know, a thief's a thief, man. It's people, everybody, what if it was black? What if he was white? Shut the fuck up. It is what it is. Schumann thanked his KGO TV colleagues and the station's viewers. I have nothing but great memories that I'll always wonder how it fucked up because I stole this jacket. A member of the Florida State Seminole Hall of Fame, Schumann played 3 of his...
Wow.
See, these FSU players are all thieves, man.
Yeah.
Right?
Black or white. You go to FSU, you're a thief.
Yeah. Adam says, you guys are in Tampa, right? No, we're in South Florida, Adam. Get your globe out. It's time for a lesson.
Geography.
That's right. Geography lesson. Thank you. Man mauled to death by bear while taking a selfie with it.
Of course you were.
This is funny. You know, I want, it's a video, by the way. If you're, if you get a chance, check it out. But there's a guy. He's, I guess there's like a tour shit going on in India. And the guy was a tour bus driver. And people are walking around this scenery, you know, mountain, whatever. And looked like the bear, from what I read through the story, but it looked like the bear was injured. Like it was sitting, like it must have got caught in a trap. Its paw, they show it after, it's looking at its paw, which is fucked up. And, you know, and, you know, the guy's like, oh, look at that poor bear. I'm going to go next to it and take a photo while it's in miserable state of, you know.
While it's angry.
But there's a video of this. They show, and all these brave Indian people are just yelling and shit at the bear. Meanwhile, this poor guy's getting torn around and thrown around like a fucking dummy. This is great video, by the way. You know, it's not too close up where you can see the gore of it, but to see some dumbass who thought, hey, getting I'm going to take a picture with the fucking bear. And, yeah, a man was mauled to death by a wounded bear this week when he foolishly tried to take a photograph alongside it.
That's my new bit.
The third wild animal related selfie fatally in the region. People in India just need to stop taking. Listen, stop gang raping people, and stop taking pictures with fucking animals.
Leave the elephant alone.
The victim, identified by local media as Prabhu Batara,
which
by the way translates to dumbass in Indian. I was driving a group of people home from a wedding in an SUV. When he stopped to relieve himself in the forest. Well, I guess that means he had to take a shit. And we don't. Well, we know a bear shits in the woods.
What happens?
But so does an SUV taxi driver. in the forest in the eastern India state of Odisha on Wednesday. Batara then spotted an injured bear and for some reason decided to take a selfie with the creature.
That is not selfie time.
According to the report, when the man approached the bear's fight instincts immediately kicked in. Yeah, because he's injured, you dumbass.
Did he wipe?
You're the
they
one.
Don't wipe.
They don't, well, you know, usually if you see a trail of shit in the woods, it's because, you know, the bear drags his ass. My dog does that every
once
in a while.
No, I mean, the Indians don't wipe. So the bear probably was like,
he smelled like,
are
oh,
you fucking
by the
kidding
way,
me?
You listen, let me tell you something. I don't want to be mean or, but I was in, when I went to the airport in Columbus, I get there, and I was at gate A, but I walked in. I walked straight through gate B. I go, oh, I'm in the wrong gate. So I turn around, and I'm just kind of getting my shit back in my shit. So I have my phone out with my ticket and my ID ready to go through TSA pre-check. And I'm sitting there, and let me turn around. As I'm sitting there, I'm like, what the fuck is that smell? And this Indian guy with sweatpants just, like, looking around for somebody. God, dude. Horrible. I'm asking, what, did you stay at the hotel and use that soap? This guy, dude, like, you know what I mean? He was, like, 3 feet away.
Yeah,
and this fucking guy, listen, no bear would attack this guy. The bear would have went, fuck.
Curry.
Yeah, let's see. When the man approached the bear, Batara died on the spot. Forest ranger Dahraja Mopatra.
Which spot?
Told the news outlet. Horrific video of the incident is filmed. Check it out, by the way. Stray dog even attempted to go after the bear by barking at it and said, he's fucked. There's a moment when you watch the video where the dog's going, rawr, 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 he's done. there's not enough medical work that can save this guy.
I definitely tried.
Oof. Exactly, Christy. Lessons learned the hard way. No respect for nature. It's like alligator. Oh, let's go by the alligator. No. The alligator man. Listen, if it's in the middle of the day or early morning, the alligator's hungry. Alligators eat early in the morning, and then they get when it's they go out in the sun. They sleep,
get all their energy back.
Yeah, and then they go eat again right before dawn, before the dawn, you know, dusk and dawn. That's when they usually are hungry. They stay. Bartara's,
no matter how many shark movies you see. You cannot survive a shark attack.
Yeah. Well, some people have, right?
Maybe.
That one chick who lost her arm, that Australian girl, whatever, remember?
Yeah, but she tasted like shit, so it wasn't really.
How about we bring in people to give the bear some help? Yeah. I'm surprised the dog didn't start biting the guy, too, going, you dumbass, what were you thinking? Now I'm not going to get my walk. It's too late for my walk. Yeah.
That's what he's barking.
And, you know, place. People, now, here's the thing. Now, it's one thing, like, okay, Ciro, you're my buddy. So if I see, if we're there and some reason a bear comes and attacks you, I'm not going to sit there and yell at the bear. I'm going to fucking charge the bear.
Right.
I'm going to distract it. I'm going to try to, I'm going to fucking run into the side of it. You know, I'm going to try to save you, dude. You know, and then I'm going to hope.
Same.
I'm going to hope that, you know, I can't really sit there and watch him tear you apart. I can't, you know, I'm going to be like, you know.
I mean, there's a moment you know when it's like the dog, when you know that there's nothing.
Right.
Oh, now it's time.
That's a big part of that.
But before that, it's try to do your best.
Yeah, if he's got your arm, you know, but the minute he gets onto your head and he starts flying and you see a part of the fucking skull fly off, it's, I don't know. If this isn't like you break a tooth and you pull it back in. You know what I mean?
That is not a sprained ankle.
No. This isn't something you go, oh, boy, that was bad. Let's get back in the SUV and go home now. I just got attacked by the fucking bear.
Hey, honey, you'll never believe it. You'll never believe it.
Yeah.
Remember when you said I was going to get attacked by a bear? It happened.
Yeah.
It happened.
Were you taking a selfie again?
Oh, shut up with your fat ass.
I didn't put this story down, but I was reading it on the plane before I got on the plane yesterday. There's a guy, a very well-known British filmmaker who does animal documentaries and stuff. He was killed by a giraffe.
Oh, man.
He got headbutted by the giraffe. He was trying to get a close. Yeah, the fucking giraffe. And he knocked him like 50 feet. You know, can you imagine? It's, you know, it's like the alligator. What's the guy? The crocodile guy?
Got hit by him.
The stingray.
Manta ray
stuffed stingray. The barb right up his ass. Or through his chest. I think it went through his chest.
Right to his heart.
Yeah. God.
There could be no more perfect of a shot.
Yeah, you're right, Adam. That's Darwinian. You know what I mean? Let's get rid of these people. You know, we need to thin the herd. Enough that, you know, if you're going to take a photo next to a fucking bear, oh, you look at his poor paw.
Just run a Craigslist
look at
that.
I'm going to take a photo of me and the bear with the fucked up paw. You know.
I mean, run a Craigslist ad, but it's more like a back page. Like, come take selfies with
now,
bears.
I don't know if this guy in this next story qualifies to be as stupid. He may be. You tell me, Ciro, who you think is stupider.
Okay.
Or more stupid.
The selfie bear
me
guy?
For saying stupider. Ohio man arrested after flying to Florida to smoke a joint with President Donald Trump at Mar-a-Lago.
Pretty dumb.
Right?
Pretty dumb.
I mean,
right
he could, at least
guy.
This guy could tell the story about his stupidity.
Yeah.
But the other guy, you know, he can't come back from the dead and go, ugh.
Well, first of all, he doesn't smoke pot. Why would you fly?
Yeah, he doesn't do any drugs.
He does not do anything. So
yeah. I mean, he bangs hot porn stars.
I get what you're trying to do.
Right.
Keep the peace, whatever.
Yeah, you know. An Ohio man was arrested after trying to flying out to Florida with the intention of smoking a joint with Donald Trump. Tyler John Maroney, 27, of Columbus, Ohio. I just told you I came from there. I don't know if he has a fat ass or not. Flew out to Palm Springs International Airport. On April 18th, hoping to meet up with President at his Mar-a-Lago resort. Maroney had made the journey on the same day that Trump was hosting the Japanese President Shinzo Abe.
Oh, that's a perfect show with a joint. Hey,
yeah.
Abe.
Abe, buddy.
Hey.
It's Kobe fucking joints. It's Kobe beef.
Kobe beef joint. What kind is it? Kobe OG.
By the way, I saw this thing on Instagram. It's like an ad for something. It's like a Spicer toy. It's like a little drill bit, like a circular bit inside a metal or glass tube,
mm-hmm.
and you grind it up like that, and you got your weed in there, and you could smoke it,
and then grind it out,
and then just not a bad thing.
Very cool,
right?
I'm surprised it took this long to invent it.
Somebody, according to the Palm Beach affidavit, Maroney purchased his plane ticket after finding out. Finding a credit card. The guy finds a credit card and thought it was a gift from God. Because that's what God does. God says, you know.
So you want to commit grand theft,
yeah.
then a federal offense.
Deputy Kathleen Zerensky said Maranti had full intentions of driving to Mar-a-Lago.
The other guy died. This guy's dumber.
Yes.
That's fucking for sure.
Yeah, to speak to President as well as smoking a joint with him. Tyler John Maroney was stopped before he was able to drive to Mar-a-Lago. To meet with President Donald Trump on April 18th, Palm Beach Sheriff's Office said. Maroney told police he wanted to speak to Trump about the static and frequency feedback that I'm constantly hearing emanating from my basement and from fans and into my head.
Well.
I got to see what Trump would say. you're fucked.
Yeah, I don't.
Yeah, you ain't going anywhere. You're not going to be on The Apprentice.
We haven't fixed the mental institution thing yet. We're working on it.
Yeah, that's, listen, you can't fix mental, okay? You know, there's a certain, I'm serious, there's a certain point where years and years of drug abuse, years and years of like pills abuse, these you know, the opioids and shit.
Right.
You're fucking done. If I don't, you know, I know too many people like that. That you're fucking done. You're never going to have a normal way of fucking, life is so hard now. Your there's so much shit that comes at you fucked. On a fucking day-to-day basis now that you don't have the coping mechanisms or the ability to deal with it. You're fucked. Just jump off a fucking building.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, no, you can't. You have to be, you can't survive in this world. Oh, you know what? I'm going to do a bunch of pills and shit. And you know what? Things are just going to get better. No, you're done. You're on a fucking path. After 7 to 10 years of just abuse like that, you're a fucking crash test dummy.
You are. You become what you've done.
Christy says that's the key. If you're going to smoke weed with Donald Trump or anyone, make sure you're going to stay the night. Yeah, don't drive or go out in public. Grab safe pool noodle and stay whatever. Yeah, like I love water when I'm really high. When I used to get really messed up when I used to go to South Beach, I would go swimming or I would take a shower. I just had the shower just to try to get normal, so you get some sort of, I felt like I was out of my body, you know?
I do.
I'm
about to go home and do that.
Yeah, you should shower. You smell like that Indian guy at the airport. Oh, that guy stunk, dude.
Huzinga.
I didn't hold back. He heard me. I go, holy shit, like that. And he looked at me. I go, fucking horrible. I looked at him, you're fucking horrible. And he went, ooh.
In sweatpants, huh? Ugh.
Here's a story. Fond du Lac. Don Gorski eats milestone 30,000th Big Mac.
Eats when?
Over time, okay. Not in a day.
I was like, Jesus Christ.
Yeah. When I thought, God, 30,000 Big Macs. But this guy has a record. Like, I don't know how many, I'm not a big McDonald's guy. I don't know how many chicken, like Wendy's spicy chickens I've eaten. I don't think it's 30,000.
No, you haven't hit that one yet.
I probably reaching out on the Go-Wraps, but they just came out. I mean, I ate the shit out of Go-Wraps when on the road. I just get a Wendy's Go-Wrap. It's handy. I can eat it.
Double
getting shit
tacos
over me.
Might be a big one in my.
Yeah.
You know, I might have gotten a thousand of those.
But. Like slices of pizza. I mean, that could be.
Coca-Cola. I'm sure I've drinking 30,000 Coca-Colas.
Yeah, you have, probably since you've been coming to the show. Fond du Lac. Don Gorski gobbled down his 30,000th Big Mac Friday, the same McDonald's where he got his first one, back in 1972.
Wow.
At that time, it was only the McDonald's in town, and I had just gotten my driver's license and party time.
That's when a Big Mac was good.
Yeah, the secret sauce. Just prior to setting a new world record for the most Big Macs consumed, the popular fast food chain promoted the Big Mac enthusiasts' monumental ingestion. Sorry, held at 3 p.m. under the Golden Arches on Military Road and attended by McDonald's Fox Valley's franchise owner D.W. Rouse. Don has a passion for Big Macs. You'd think. With like no other. So hey man, if you eat that many Big Macs, and oddly enough, he's used 50,000 rolls of toilet paper. You know,
one per Big Mac.
This is a biggie for me. Something I have been looking forward to, said Gorski, a 64-year-old retired prison guard. He last made the news in October 2017 when representatives from the Guinness Book of World Records traveled to Fond du Lac to record him eating his 29,482nd one.
What a bucket list.
And he just digested that. The Big Mac maniac gave a half-hour presentation to the crowd, which gathered to watch him. I guess there's not much shit going down or to do over there in Fond du Lac, wherever the fuck that is. But the guy's not a big fatty. You'd think the guy'd be a big fat ass, but he's not. He's like, it looks like a hippie.
You know, it's funny. Most people that really like just eat Big Macs or like one item
right.
of the thing, they don't really gain the weight. That's crazy.
Right.
It's when they eat indulgence of it all. You know, chicken nuggets with fries and a shake. Because that's a thing. Because they always order a Diet Coke. It's going to fix it all.
Yeah. Yeah, that's... what's up? Adam Hayes says, love the town. You love that? You know that town? Old time hockey players there. And a bar where you can get a beer without cussing out the bartender when he cusses you out. It's in Wisconsin. Okay.
Not a lot of teeth.
Where they have fat asses as well. What's up, Kevin Holly? Going to be on Kevin Holly's talk show, podcast show coming up here too, so stay tuned for that. All right, we got a little time left for the show. A couple stories left. Police look to recover 600 grand that fell out of a Brinks truck on an interstate.
They're not finding shit.
Ain't nobody. You think somebody's going to bring that back?
I'm not bringing nothing back.
Right? $600,000 falls out of the back of a Brinks truck.
I mean, you know they can track it, but still.
I guess by the serial numbers, they know them. But who the fuck looks at serial numbers?
Didn't they put like the little GPS things in there now?
No, they don't do GPS and money. A chaotic scene took place in Indiana on Wednesday morning when bags of cash flew out the back of a Brinks truck on Interstate 70. People in the area rushed to the scene to stuff their pockets with cash, police said. Indiana State Police Corporal Brock McCoo likened the scene to a movie where you have loose bills flying all over the interstate, vehicles stopping, people getting out of their cars, getting run over. Mass mayhem. It's free money.
Never happens when I'm driving down the highway.
No. I remember a story. My father, driving down Turnpike one day, sees something flying through the air, stops, pulls over, backs up, and it's a fucking $20 bill.
He sees the $20
bill? Yeah, he saw a $20 bill floating. He thought it was odd, so he pulled over, went backwards, and it found on the side of the road it was a $20 bill. You know, there may have been more 20s, and just one, he thought, oh, that's the one I saw. But the dummy, he left. If he stuck around, it was probably 600,000. He thought they were all
that's
McDonald's
wrappers.
He thought they're the McDonald's wrappers from this guy eating them all. I saw that guy eating those 30,000 McDonald's fucking Big Macs.
No matter how many times I run into those Brinks trucks, they never drop a fucking bag out.
No, I follow them a lot. You know? I try not to get too close. I don't want to get them to get suspicious.
Have different outfits.
Yeah, put a mustache on, sunglasses, put a hat, go stop at some paint place and get my car painted real quick, go back. Police say they were looking for a school bus driver who allegedly grabbed a handful of cash before taking off, as well as four individuals and a white pickup truck who allegedly took an entire bag of money. Fuck, a bag. Yeah, you don't get to sit there and pick up. You got a bag, pick that up and run.
Gotta go.
Now, there may be something in the bag. You
like
better get rid of that bag.
Or
the coder and the I should be saying this stuff.
The thing, whatever.
Yeah, you know. I'm not saying that
you see in movies.
I'm not saying if you have that bag, you should get rid of that bag by now, but it's probably too late. Don't bring that bag to my house. Kevin Holly says, I found a wallet today on the State Road 54. It had $7 in it. I found the owner and gave it back. Well, I would too for $7. I found when I was a kid, I found a wallet in Eckerd Drugs parking lot.
Yeah.
It had like 70, 80 bucks in it and found it and called the guy back. My dad was so happy. The guy gave me $20 and he gave me that speech. You're a very honest kid, you know.
There's been stories. People find wallets with $1,000 in it. The guy gets it back. And nothing.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I mean, listen, if I had if I had $200 in my wallet and somebody returned it with nothing in it, but I had my ID and all that shit, I'd be like, fine.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
I mean, no, I'd find out where the guy lives and ask George Zimmerman to, like, scope his shit out and beat his ass.
Stock him, George.
Stock him, George. I got a job for you, buddy. Police said some people have called in willing to return money they grabbed, but the amount has not matched the amount that's missing. They got back about $14.85. There's some honesty in that town.
Some of it was sequential.
Yeah. I mean, geez. At any rate.
That does not happen. We skipped school. Listen, used to be marijuana would just show up on the shores.
Right. Remember Dana the
Beach.
Floating bales?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. The one day we don't skip school, we don't go to Big Beach in Dania, a fucking ship with 50 canisters of marijuana shows up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Day before? We're looking for weed.
No.
Day after, we're like,
yeah, you
where
got
the
seashells.
Hell they go?
You got
where
seashells. That's it. You go home with seashells and a fucking kabuki. What do they call those stupid fucking necklaces?
The puku.
The puka, whatever.
Pookie shell.
Listen, if you pookie shell necklace, if you're wearing that, you're blowing somebody. Anyway, that's all we have time for here on the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. I want to thank Zero Dover for joining us today.
Thank you for having me, man.
And of course, big week of comedy, guys. This Wednesday, Wise Guys Comedy Show is back at Tavolino's. I'll be host, as well as Chris Priester is our feature. And Steve Marshall, Tavolino's favorite, will be our headliner. And on Friday, this is a private show. I'm going to be at the iHeart Performance Theater in West Palm Beach, as well as Chris Breezer and Steve Marshall. It's a private engagement for Brayman and Motor Car members. So if you don't, go to Brayman. This is a commercial for these guys. Go to Brayman, become a member, and you can go watch our shows for free in a beautiful performing iHeart Theater. But Saturday, then we're going to our big show.
We're going to descend on the Funky Buddha.
Guys, you got to come out to Funky Buddha. If you're in the town, South Florida, come to Funky Buddha Saturday night. Two shows. 7:30, 9:30, something like that. 8 and 10:30, something like that. 8:30, 10:30. Call Funky Buddha and get tickets. I'll be your headliner. Ciro's on the show. Yeah, first show?
Second show.
And you're on the late show. Who else on this show? Chris Priest is going to be on this show. Ethan.
Elgin.
No, not Ethan. Elgin's on the show? No, Elgin's on the show. He's got a wedding. Elgin's getting married on Sunday.
Is Elgin getting married Saturday?
Sunday, yeah. So he can't, the night before the wedding, you don't want to be doing comedy. So it's a great show. So go to Funky Buddha to find
Cold
out.
Cold Feet comes out to do a set.
Yeah, that's right. For more dates, go to DougieAlmeida.com. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Dougie Dangerous. Join our fan page, by the way, because we want to start putting this show on Facebook Live on the fan page. So we all see it. Go to Wake Up Late with Dougie Show fan page. And, of course, follow us on Twitter, Wake Up Dougie. That's it. Besides that, tomorrow in the studio, we'll have Elgin David and Peter Leonard, who got a job.
Oh.
And we may need a new co-host on Tuesday because Peter won't be able to do the show anymore in a couple weeks. So we're going to be auditioning new co-hosts for Tuesday. So if you're a comic and you're interested, let me know and you're in town and can come here and hang out with us. What else? That's it. Now, fuck it. Done. Time
check
to go eat 30,000 Big Macs. I'm going to take on that record. I'm pretty hungry. Thanks for watching, guys, and we'll be back tomorrow. Well, before I do that, go to our page, our Wake Up Late with Dougie Show podbean.com. Go to the page, become a patron. If you guys are on Facebook Live now, please go on there, become a patron. You can donate $1 a month. That's it. You do $5 a month. If you watch this show every week, that's ten shows a month, right?
Yeah.
So $5 is 50 cents a show. Not bad. Just give us $5 and it goes to gas money for these guys.
That'll get us back and forth.
That's right. Back and forth. And thanks for listening, guys, and we'll see you here tomorrow at the same spot. Take care.
People on Earth, can you hear me? Came a voice from the sky on a magical night. And yellow colors of a thousand sunsets. They travel to the world on a silvery light. The people of the earth stood waiting, watching as the ships came one by one. Setting fire to the sky as they landed, carrying to the world children of the sun. To light up the sun. All at once came a sound from inside. Thick beam of light hit the ground. Everyone felt the sound of their heartbeat. Every man, every woman, every child. They passed the limits of imagination through the door to the world.